An overnight apartment fire in Warren County leaves residents without a home.
A missing 18-year-old is found dead in an Indiana state park.
And opening day is coming, and the game is exclusively on WLWT.
5 on 5 in 5. It is Monday, March 18th, the final full day of winter.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to put an asterisk on that because spring doesn't start until 11:08 p.m. on Tuesday. Kind of weird.
It is the final full day. Yeah, I am surprised it's that late.
Yeah, I don't.
That's outside of my realm of understanding.
I don't do that here either. I just Googled it and it said 11:08 p.m. I said, all right, I will wait.
I'm still going to say that it's done today.
Spring starts tomorrow.
It does, technically.
You'll get 52 minutes.
And I will be hopefully asleep.
Fingers crossed for you.
Fingers crossed, yeah. It is the last day of winter. Not going to go unnoticed. Old Man Winter is like, hey, you know, I took it easy on you guys, so let's really go out with a bang. It'll be breezy. Chance for flurries, like, through mid-afternoon. So this isn't just, like, a morning thing, because I was kind of hoping that was the case. And then as the day went on, and Randy goes, no. It's going to be all day. So the high today, 40. Chance for mid-afternoon flurries and snow showers. Nothing going to accumulate. If you remember, it was just like 60 degrees and sunny yesterday. Tonight, cloudy early, clearing late, low 28. Tomorrow, high 52. Wednesday, sunshine, high 51. That seems to be kind of the area where we're going to live this week. So if some of you are heading on spring break soon, this will be good timing to leave town.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Nope. And just get to the warmth. And then you're going to bring it back.
That's the goal. That is the goal.
That's the goal.
All right, let's jump into our headlines. A lot of big things happening around our area. First up, it was breaking news on our morning show not too long ago. An apartment fire in Warren County. We're talking about Franklin, and this is a destroyed building. It's very, very bad. We're talking about the Emerald Edge Apartments not far from I-75. It started just before 10 o'clock last night. Then crews had to come back out over the night because it started going again. We're talking major flames coming from this building. We have video and pictures up on WLWT.com. Siding burnt, roof caved in. We're working to find out if anybody was hurt. Franklin fire officials say they had no calls to take anyone to the hospital. That's some good news there. But Middletown and Clear Creek had to come in as backup for Franklin. It's a pretty big unit, probably at least 10, maybe 20 units in this, and all of those folks are going to be impacted. We're working to find out just how many. Our Daniel Dindek is up there right now as we record the podcast here at 7:30. So more details to come out later in the day. Next up, we're going to Indiana, a state park, and a search for a missing boy.
Really sad story. A lot of this started to evolve late Friday, I think, when the search really ramped up for him. His name is Carson Hughes. He was found dead at an Indiana state park. Crews searched for him throughout the weekend. Now the question, of course, is what happened here? He is a very skilled wildlife photographer, seems to have a lot of experience being out there by himself, has some sort of arrangement with his parents to text and check in. And when they didn't hear from him on Friday, that's when the flags went up and the alarm bells started going off. He was found in 6 feet of water inside Versailles State Park. He was first reported missing Friday. He was seen in the park taking pictures. He, I think, was going to potentially meet a friend there. So again, this is something he did often. A group that he worked with went to check on him. All they found was his kayak, his truck, and his camera at the edge of the lake. So it's just not clear how he ended up in the water and what happened, but the coroner could have the report done as early as today on what the cause was, and we'll potentially learn more.
Next up, we are less than 24 hours from the Ohio primary, finally getting off and rolling. Polls open at 6:30 a.m. Check your ballot for levies, bonds, tax issues, along with the people on the ballot who are trying to get into the general election in November. If you want to vote absentee, you still have time to do that. You can drop it off today, or it has to be postmarked by today. That is if you're sending in your ballot. So end of business day. If you want to drop your ballot off in person, you can do so at your county's Board of Elections today or tomorrow. The deadline for that lines up with the polls closing at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. If you're going to go the traditional route, as I am going to do, voting in person, that's what I love to do. Love to get the sticker. Love to take my boys with me so they can vote in their own little kitty election on the side. Well, it never hurts to double check your polling location because it may have changed. And of course, you'll need that valid photo ID. But again, take the time to check out your ballot because you're somebody you know who lives not far from you around the corner may have a totally different ballot. We have counties, townships, cities. Yep. Things are very odd and parsed together in Ohio. So yes, you never know what your neighbor might be voting on that you might not be
right,
voting
on. Right, it is weird.
So next up, follow-up to last week. Kelly, you were up there in Logan County early in the morning seeing the devastation firsthand.
Just people's lives are gone or turned upside down, very literally turned upside down. We saw several mobile homes that were on their roofs. So heartbreaking devastation there. Matthew 25 Ministries, as we knew they likely would, teaming up with other organizations, and they're providing showers, laundry services, and emergency supplies like first aid kits. And having been up there, you realize how essential laundry services. If people can find their clothes, the things are destroyed inside their homes, outside their homes. So things need to be washed. They might only have a couple of things with them that they're like, hey, I've been in this for 3 days. It'd be nice to, you know, get it clean. So huge thing for them. But if you want to read more about the efforts and how to help, head to our website, WLWT.com. I hope that we'll learn about more organizations in the coming days, because there is a lot of help that will be needed up there in the coming days, weeks, months, years to rebuild that community.
And our final story of the day, some major news that we've been keeping to ourselves for what, about 2.5, 3 weeks now?
Honestly, shocked that in a newsroom of all of us, we were able to keep this under wraps.
Yeah, such a great secret that we are happy to share with you. As we all know, opening day is about 10 days away, and you know we're all out there covering the parade. But the actual game, if you cannot get a ticket, you get to watch it exclusively on WLWT.
It is a big deal. In today's world of streaming services and subscriptions, and you have to have this and you got to have that all the time. I remember last year, the big conversation, hey, wait, so what? Oh yeah, I can't watch the game. You know, it's just, It's a frustrating thing for people. So we got it covered for you starting at 4:30 in the morning. We will be bright and early up, ready to talk all about the Reds opening day, the traditions, the parade. We are hoping for great weather. But then you'll be able to just stick here on WLWT and watch the game from Great American Ballpark, and then we'll have a special hour of WLWT News 5 at 7 o'clock. It's a full-day event.
It is. And what's nice is, you know, the parade ends about around 2-ish, 2:30-ish or so. Yeah. You'll have time to get home and turn the game on if you're not going to the game.
Right, absolutely. And a lot of people do that, go to the parade but not the game.
Yeah, or if you are going to stay downtown around the bar or something, they'll turn WLWT on too.
Right.
So everybody
makes
gets
it easy.
All the WLWT you could possibly want.
So much of our faces.
Just what everybody wants. All right, we'll look forward to that. We will look forward to our Tuesday and the first 58 minutes of spring that we will get tomorrow night. That's Kelly. I'm Steven. We'll see you tomorrow.